Bryce Duskett on the Rural Radio Network, and it is time for our weekly wheat report brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Joining us this week is the chairman of that board, the Nebraska Wheat Board, that is Kent Lorenz. Kent, today we're going to be talking about a recent meeting you had the opportunity to attend in Cincinnati, Ohio. That was the joint board meeting of the U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers. Talk about, the big picture, the importance of that gathering, Kent.
We get to talk about policy issues on wheat production, clear across the board, with both groups, and we talk about basically depends upon different committees, but joint trade, breeding and innovation, wheat quality, food aid, and then basic other transportation issues. And then, of course, we also talk about our in-house issues that we need to visit about.
I understand you sit on a number of those committees when it comes to the different areas you just broke down. Any particular highlights from the discussion within those committees you want to share with us today, Kent?
Yeah, because there's many things going on out there, especially with wheat production in Nebraska, because I don't know if many people know, we are at basically an all-time low for exports of wheat in the United States this year, especially hard red winter, which hard red winter is the most of what wood is raised here in Nebraska. And so there's, on that trade situation, we need to try to increase our exports. And there's several different things going on there right now. One thing is Adrian Smith is now a new caucus that is being launched in the House, and it's going to be a trade caucus. And so they're just developing that now, and so we're going to be able to visit with him about trade issues. The USDA has just brought out their RAP program, which is Regional Agricultural Promotion Program, and they're going to give funding for that in all commodities, $1.3 billion, and another billion for food aid. And so that's kind of the main points on trade right now.
Yeah, as we look at some of those other areas you brought up, breeding and innovation as well as transportation, what was being discussed on those fronts?
On breeding and innovation, if people don't really know, there is GMO wheat in Argentina right now, and it is the gene has produced to make a drought resistant variety of wheat. And the big topic there is the company in Argentina, BioSeries, is looking to bring that type of wheat into the United States. And so that's a big topic when it comes to whether the U.S. is going to allow that type of a plant, GMO, to be introduced or used or grown in the United States. And then on the transportation issue, of course, transportation cost is one of the very high, the main reason that we aren't able to compete on the world market right now for wheat for exports. And one of the biggest thing is we're actually importing quite a bit of wheat because of the price differential. Millers have been actually importing wheat. And so Burlington Northern on that front has decided that they are going to lower the transportation cost of wheat on a car by $500 come the first of the year. So we can be more competitive on the world stage, so we aren't importing wheat from other countries.
Well, Kent, I appreciate the update on that, as again, you recently attended the U.S. Wheat Fall Meeting in Cincinnati, Ohio. Should also mention you're, of course, a wheat grower from Stratton, Nebraska. How are things in your neck of the woods? How's the wheat crop looking going into winter?
It's looking just really good. We had some timely rains, and it emerged well, and right now we're going into the winter in good shape. And so we have some hope for next year.
Kent Lorenz, our guest today on the Weekly Wheat Report. He is the chairman of the Nebraska Wheat Board. On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett reporting.